Thank you very much. Sorry, I don't speak French, but just listening to you speak is very impactful. There are a lot of young women today who would like to empower. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey, how you started and how you've gotten so far?
A lot of work, a lot of networking. I was involved in all activities and volunteer work that were involving our communities, our black communities. And that's how I was able to develop strength, energy. I was an activist, but at the same time, I was able to work with the mainstream communities also. So if you volunteer, if you want to do something for our communities, do not hesitate to go mainstream also, because you create bridges. And by creating bridges, you are making yourself known as a doer. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can see, you can have access to opportunities. You know, information is the power. And when you are working with mainstream people, you can access information, you can access networks, so that's how it works.
Yes. So there are a lot of people, or a lot of young women, as you know, we here at Mutual Radio, we're very into youth. Our focus is a lot on youth and young black people. So a lot of young black women, how would you say it's a good way, because there are a lot of people doing stuff, how would you say it's a good way to go mainstream for them?
You know, if you are, for example, if you are interested in issues related to climate change, go towards organizations that work on that field, for example. Volunteer, do sometimes, you are not going to be called right away to the board of directors, but go volunteer. Try to make yourself known by your volunteer work.
That is true.
That's the way.
Yes. It's important, as like she said, it's important to be hands-on.
Exactly.
Put yourself out there and show the passion and network with people.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't forget the work. It's very important to have you here to be a mentor to us. We've seen you. I find you very fascinating. And just listening to you talk, I'm just like, yes! Like, there's so much control. Like, you could tell that there's a lot of passion in what you do and how you've done it. So I really appreciate you for giving this interview.
Thank you.
One more question so far. I know the summit started yesterday and it's going to end tomorrow. What would you say would be the take on? What would you like to see happen after this summit?
Actions. You know, it's been a while that we are meeting, that we are talking. Now it is the time to take action, to see concrete actions. And one thing that is very important is to support each other, not compete. We all want the same thing. We all want to go to the same direction. So it is time to support each other and to have a framework that could be, you know, implemented right away. And we have to measure the progress. And in the short term, we don't have time to talk about medium term or to talk about long term. Short term, right now.
Yes.
Actions to be taken. Right.
Yeah, that's a good point that you made mention. It's like making small steps, making commitments, and then following to see them happen, right?
Yeah.
So one question that you brought, since you brought that up, is there any matrix on how we would hold people accountable? Because again, we're in the summit, like you said, people have said they're going to do this and they're going to do that. Is there any matrix to follow up with people to see what they have said that they would do and how they would do it?
I think at the end of the summit, that has been said, you did a commitment. We remember you sent that and that official to the meeting. Now we want to see. That's what we are proposing. And just not wait. Propose them.
Yes.
Solutions.
Yes.
Come with projects. You know, move. Be on the move.
Yes.
So that's how you will embark them, mobilize them, make them move.
I really wish you guys were here to see this.
It is very amazing talking to you. I can see the passion. And yes, don't forget to hold your politicians accountable. Have this conversation no matter how tough it is.
Yeah.
But thank you, madam, for giving
thank
this
you,
interview.
Sarah,
I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.